Spring is usually a busy time for bird enthusiasts since it's peak season for bird traffic. But, as Connecticut Public Radio's Lori Mack reports, since the pandemic, interest in birdwatching seems to be soaring.
The northern cardinal was the first and maybe the most prominent, and they're around all year.
With ongoing coronavirus restrictions, more people are birdwatching, on the lookout for ruby-throated hummingbirds, Baltimore orioles, or maybe American goldfinches. Tom Anderson, director of communications at the Connecticut Audubon Society, says they've seen a significant increase in page views on their website, specifically the page that lists the location of their 20 wildlife sanctuaries.
The number of page views on the sanctuaries page is up 70% over last year. To me, that means that people are going to our website specifically to find out where they could get out of doors and enjoy a little bit of respite from nature.
Anderson says crowding at the sanctuaries is a concern, but hasn't been a problem so far. The organization's also seeing a lot of interest in their webinars, a new venture since all of their in-person events had to be canceled.
We limit them to 80 or 90 people just so they don't get out of hand. And they've been a big hit. We've done one on woodpeckers. We did one on backyard bird feeding. Patrick Cummins, our executive director, did one last week on how to identify shorebirds.
And there's no shortage of programs, groups, and events. This Saturday is Global Big Day, an annual event in which birders across the world share their sightings on a database known as eBird, run by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. The Cornell Lab also has a bird identification app, which has reportedly seen the number of downloads increase more than 100% over the last year. Anderson says the timing for new bird watchers is perfect. Species are migrating and establishing their breeding territories, and bird song is plentiful. He even helped me identify some of the birds in my backyard.
I also heard mourning doves, and I believe I heard a fish crow calling in the background.
Lori Mack, Connecticut Public Radio.